Welcome to the Claracy Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Elena, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun today.
Let's talk about purpose. You know, sometimes you have to go deep so you can go high. So let's get into it. Let's talk about finding and maintaining fulfillment. Sugar, I'm not here for motivation. We need revelation. Let's talk about how to live abundantly. My prayer for you is the same for me. Claracy. Clearly I see. So, are you ready? All right, let's go. Hello, everyone. I am Elena, and welcome to another episode of the Claracy Podcast and Radio Show. So we are here because all of our conversations are about finding fulfillment, identifying purpose, and how to live an abundant life. If that's what you want, you have come to the right place. So if you don't know, some of y'all are still getting to know me, and I'm still getting to know some of you, which has been a pleasure. But our focus, our purpose is to see God clearer, ourselves clearer, and others clearer. Because God told me, when he first told me, okay, Claracy, is your mission, is what you're here for. He said, your problem is that you have a disconnect in one of these three areas. At any time you have made a mistake, the point has been you did not see me clearly, God himself, talking about himself. You have not seen yourself clearly, or you haven't seen others clearly. And that has been the root of your mistake. So that is what I am on a mission to help to correct in the earth, to clear up some sight. And so that's why we're here. If you didn't know, Claracy is a blog, a podcast, and a radio show. That means you can always head to claracyblog.com and read the blog post for the month, and then also dive into all the other great content that's there. Also, if you ever miss a part of the radio show, it's always posted on the Claracy Podcast. So you can always refresh or restart if you need to. If you need to hear it again, it's there for you to listen to at your convenience. And you can access the Claracy Podcast on any podcast platform that you get your podcast from. As always, Claracy is spelled C-L-A-R-I-S-E-E. So claracyblog.com, Claracy Podcast. Get with it and have at it. It's a little Hooked on Phonics moment for you, just to make sure we all know how to spell Claracy. Okay, so today's conversation is a little, you know, piece of my life. I've been having conversations with people about priorities, and I have seen a huge focus on priorities in my own life. So a little insight on the fun, crazy madness at times that is Elena's life. I have a 9-to-5, which is being a marketing manager. And what I have noticed in managing my teams is anytime the priority is not clearly defined or strategically thought about, it hurts our efficiency. And it causes me, my team members, to be overwhelmed or burnt out or ineffective. And it has led to feeling like you're on this hamster wheel where you're doing so much, putting out all these fires, but not actually getting the important things done. And honestly, that's how I've been feeling in my personal life as well, because not only do I have my 9-to-5, but I also have this contractor position where I am a coach, a trainer, and a consultant to help marketing individuals or marketing teams become more efficient. And I have been jumping from task to task, thing to thing, between work, my work responsibilities, and my personal life. So somehow, with having two jobs, I'm also supposed to get weekly episodes for the Claracy Radio Show done, write a monthly blog, also maintain the podcast and the social media, be healthy and eat healthy, exercise, drink my water, be present as a friend, a daughter, and a sister, keep my house in order, and somehow not go crazy. And it has led to many days where I look at my to-do list and all the things that I need to do, and I feel like, when I go to sleep that night that I didn't do anything well. And often the first advice that I hear that is given and that people have given me is you got to prioritize. And honestly, I get it. It makes sense. That is true. But what do you do when everything is essential? When there is nothing that you can cut and everything is a priority? That's where I am. And if your situation looks similar, then let's talk about it. Glory be to God. There are some things that God has shown me that has helped me navigate this season of my life to where now I am excited to face each day. I feel light. I feel happy. And I feel like I am actually effectively doing the things that God has called me to do and creating impact in the areas that I am supposed to create impact. And I don't feel the pressure of all of the opportunity and the pressure of all of the responsibilities. So I will tell you that when people say focus on priorities, they are not wrong. The thing that gets left out is the key is kingdom priorities. Because when everything is essential and everything on your list, you know, God has told you to do, it comes down to how do you prioritize the priorities? And the key is understanding kingdom priorities. So I have about four lessons that I have learned that has really made all of the difference with how I am moving through this season. And so that's what I'm here to share with you today. And lesson number one, you've got to understand what this season requires. You know, so often we frustrate ourselves by trying to use a strategy that worked for us in the past in our present. And please understand that if you don't know, anytime I say we, I mean me. Because we is me, you is I, and I is you. That is not grammatically correct, but I feel as if you understood the spirit in which I said it and what was in my heart. So the thing we've got to focus on is when God is doing a new thing, we may also be required to do a new thing. So we have to ask him for the strategy for right now and not move on the strategy from before. So that means, what is the strategy for this season? What is the strategy for this day? What is the strategy for this moment? To always be strategy minded and always be focused on seeking him to get the strategy, because we know we can come up with a strategy. I can come up with some very good plans, but that doesn't mean that it takes into account everything that God is focused on. And then therefore everything that can come up in life, we know that we see in part. And so we cannot be arrogant and audacious enough to think that the plans that we create will be successful and take into account the totality of the life that we are called to live. So that is something that I'm trying to make a habit of, to seek God consistently for strategy. And yeah, I can tell you, it has saved me time. It has saved me energy. It has really saved all the things, all of the things. So I would behoove you to set some time to where you are consistently asking God for strategy. You're consistently seeking him and maximizing your time and your energy by prioritizing his voice in your life. So number two, the lesson I've learned is when looking at your responsibilities, your mindset matters. So I have tried to remind myself of three things. First, different seasons require different levels of energy. Although everything on my list may be essential and it may include existing priorities and new ones, just because I have given a certain amount of energy to something in the past doesn't mean that it gets the same amount of energy now. I have burnt myself out so many times trying to just add things on to my priority list or add things on to my task list without adjusting my life to the new season I'm in. So when you get the strategy from God, also readjust and reallocate your energy and your time to the new priorities. And then ask God to anoint your time and energy. Because it's all about being a good steward of your time and energy and treating it like a resource, like you do your money. Because I have two jobs. And on the days that I know I need to go home and clean up or cook or exercise or work on Clarice stuff after work, I have to be cognizant to reserve some time and energy. Because I can't give everything to everything. That's a tough lesson that I learned. I've got to have something left because what I'm doing at that moment may be a priority, but it's not my only priority. Another thing that I've had to adjust in my strategy and in my thinking is I can very much be a gap filler, need-based sort of person. But I've had to learn that my loyalty is not to people. My loyalty is to God. So there are times when I see a need and the season has changed to where now this may have been a priority in the past, but it's not necessarily a priority now. But the need is still there in that person or in that organization. And I've had to learn that just because I see the need does not mean that in this season I am called to fulfill it. Just because I fulfilled it in the past does not mean that that's what we are doing now. So that has had to mean that I've had to have some conversations with people and take some step back in areas where the need did not diminish, but my service in that place did. And, you know, it was tough. It was hard because I felt like I was abandoning people and like I was deserting them. But one thing that my spiritual father taught on recently was that there were times even with Jesus where he left people and he did not heal them, where the need was there, but he did not fulfill it because he understood that's not what he was called to at that moment. So we've got to use discernment with our time and with our energy, not to just fulfill all the needs that we see. Because another thing that he said that really impacted me is that the devil will also use that as well. He will allow people to have a need around you. And if you fulfill every need that you see, it can siphon your energy to where at the time that you are actually supposed to give that energy, you don't have anything left. And he has run you dry, fulfilling all these other needs that you weren't actually called to. So I am trying to use my discernment and take my cues from Jesus, where I don't fulfill every need I see. I allow him to send me to fulfill specific needs, and I let that be enough. If I have to walk away and the need isn't fulfilled, that has to be okay. Because also there were times where Jesus completely healed someone and they didn't have to do much other than receive the healing. And then there were times where they were required to go and wash or pick up their bed and walk. I've got to let heaven set the requirement and be okay with the way that heaven fulfills the need. And sugar, you do too. Because we can't burn ourselves out doing things that we weren't actually called to do. That has been a tough lesson that I have learned. And y'all, I'm not perfect at it, but I'm trying. So don't forget to ask God to anoint your time and energy and to be conscious, to be a good steward and protect the time and energy that you have. Some people may not understand it, and it has to be okay. It is what it is sometimes. All right. The second thing that I am reminding myself of is that along with managing my time and my energy, I've also got to manage my expectations of myself. I'm one of those people where I want to do everything well, and it can feel like a mark on my permanent record when I don't. You know, like I got all A's for the day, and then there's that one annoying B plus where I didn't do it flawlessly. And actually, in my master's program, I got all A's and one A minus, and that actually still gets on my last nerve, but I'm trying to let it go. But the thing that I have to remind myself of is that I am not perfect. So reminders of my imperfections cannot send me into a tailspin. The desire for perfection is something that I have to kill within myself daily. So remind yourself every day that you give this day to God and you will do your best to live it the way that pleases Him. And every task that you do it for the glory of Him, and you do your best. And you're going to do the same thing tomorrow. So on that note, let's take a quick break. Listen to a little music for those of us who are listening to this on the radio show. Or listen to an ad or whatever comes next. And then we will be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Claire C Podcast and Radio Show. So before we took a break, we have been having a conversation about kingdom priorities and how we adjust all of the crazy things on our to-do list to align with kingdom priorities and the impact that that can have. So I was telling y'all that right now, my to-do list is madness. It's bananas. But my mindset in this season, the keys that God has given me has really made all of the difference in how I am moving through this season. I mean, it is in the past, it has been where I felt completely drained at the end of the day and then completely drained at the beginning of the day, where I really did not want, I didn't want to get out the bed, but I knew I had to. So I moved through the season out of obligation, but I really wasn't enjoying it. But now the lessons that God has taught me that I am sharing with you today that we are discussing, and then some of the mindset principles, has really made all the difference, because now I feel like I can tackle every day and I'm excited about it. And having the joy in this season has been a priceless gift for me. There have been some days that have still felt a little struggle bus-ish. But in the grand scheme of things, it has been a wonderful journey and I'm liking it. So before we left, we were talking about the first two mindset principles God gave me, and we are on number three. So ironically, this one is mindset in the moment matters. At the moments where I am just right on the edge of feeling stressed or overwhelmed, or the thought just crossed my mind that I might be sucking at life, I have learned to take a deep breath and ask the Holy Spirit to help me. At the moments where I am thinking that this is too much, I don't like it, I don't want this, I am over it, I have instead started telling myself, no, this is God. This is kingdom. I pray for this. I enjoy this. I am grateful for this. I love my life. And I'm telling y'all, how I've dealt with these moments has made all of the difference. I cannot tell you how much of an impact and a change this has had on my experience. There have been seasons where I have had so many less demands and so much less in responsibilities. And I have been more stressed and more unhappy and felt like I was struggling more. But this season, I decided I wanted to actually enjoy the journey and not just get through it. You see, I have learned that when you respond in the moment like it's something that you don't like, you, for one, train your brain that this is a bad thing. And this is how we have to respond to the situation, by being stressed, by being overwhelmed with the anxiety of the moment. And then you also train your body that this is the toll of this moment. This is how we react in mind and in body to moments like this. So it makes it harder the next time a moment like that comes up. You have to not only deal with the moment, but you have to overcome the pattern of stress and anxiety that you have put in your body and in your mind. So it's more to get through the next time. You know, I want to love my life. And I want this to be my life, because when I have reacted like it was something bad and like it was something I didn't want, even if it was a moment of high stress where there was a lot coming at me and I had the opportunity to choose stress, when I did, I learned that I ended up repelling moments like that. I deterred moments like that. And those moments were actually the moments where I grew, where I had opportunity to make a kingdom impact, where I had opportunity to become the person that I wanted. Those moments were actually the moments that I prayed for. And when I treated them like they were something I didn't want, I ended up having less of them and cutting off the flow of blessings in my life. And I don't want to do that. I didn't realize in those moments that that's what I was choosing, but I do now. And so now I choose differently. And so that's my advice to you. In those moments, understand what you're choosing and choose differently. You don't have to treat the moment like it's all on you. Like you're quarterback in the moment and the whole team is on your shoulders, because it's not. You can choose to ask the Holy Spirit for help. You can choose to be grateful. You know, I don't have kids and I'm not married, so I don't have the opportunity for the stressful moments of managing a household or having kids that need things and a husband that needs things and whatnot. But the people that I know that do, they have been more successful when they, in those moments, have chosen to have a grateful heart for having the opportunity to have the family, to have the husband, to have the kids. And even though it may not be roses and rainbows and daffodils and all of that, when they have purpose in their heart to be grateful and to not lose their gratitude in moments like that, it has made those moments easier and they have gotten the blessing of the season. Because at the end of the day, these are things that we have prayed for, that we have wanted, that we have asked for. So we have to learn to maintain our gratitude at those times where it may be a little tough to navigate. That's how we grow and strengthen and really have the blessing that comes with the moment. A fulfilling life isn't a life that we struggle and get through. A fulfilling life is a life that we are graced to have and we are grateful and see the blessing in it. That's how we get to fulfillment. All right. So, the third lesson that I have learned in understanding kingdom priorities, not to be confused with the third mindset lesson I learned. The third lesson for the kingdom priorities is you've got to prioritize what will make a kingdom impact. Now, this one is one that I often have tripped on in the past, and I've seen other people trip on it as well. So I wasn't the only one tripping, because seemingly small tasks look like they are insignificant, but they can make a bigger impact and can have a kingdom impact. Tasks like making your bed in the morning can have more of an impact than going on this hunt for reading all these books or listening to all these sermons. In the same way that sometimes spending time with your family and prioritizing that can have a greater impact than going on huge evangelism crusades overseas and things. It's all about what
heaven has prioritized in that moment and in that season of your life for you. It can be about what builds the most character in your life and what God is actually focused on doing in you and in the earth. That's why getting strategy for your season and vision from God for your life can be so important, because you, without that focus of that vision and that strategy, you can miss it. You know, one of the saddest passages in the Bible to me is when those people made it to heaven. It was like a group of guys, you know, Tim, Billy, Bob, and whoever made it to heaven, and they felt like they did all these things for God. They were gassed up from the impact they felt like they had on earth. You know, we was casting demons out, and we were saving people, and we had a food pantry, and we were doing all these things. And God was like, I don't even know you. You didn't do that for me. What are you talking about? That wasn't for me. I don't know who you was doing that for, but I don't even know you. That one is so heartbreaking to me, because as Christians especially, it can be so easy to slip into doing things about God, but not actually doing things for God. So for me, in prioritizing things that have a kingdom impact, this is how my personal priority pyramid is set up. That's what I'm calling it for the sake of today. So at the tippy top of my priority pyramid is my relationship with God. So it is me giving the time and the focus and the energy and keeping my ears open and my heart turned so that I can be aware of what God is doing in my life and in the world. And part of that is staying submitted to my spiritual father. I'm a part of Revival Culture Church, if you don't know. Hootie Hoo, shout out to them. But it's being submitted under a person who is hooked up to the hotline to heaven, who has prioritized kingdom in their own life and has a relationship set up to where they are consistently seeking and can consistently hear from God so that they can help you hear and help you seek. You know, there are a lot of people that look like that is their priority and that they are on the hotline, and they may not be. So it is so important to have discernment in that area so that you're not giving your ears and having people in your ears that are not actually getting their message specifically from God for this season. That's the quickest way to kind of, you know, be led astray. And I don't want that for you. So my advice is make sure that that person is seeking God and has a kingdom priority always for their own life. So next on my priority pyramid are the things that God has given me to steward. So that's like my body, my home, clergy, all these things that are mission-oriented things that he has put on my plate that I did not necessarily ask for. And now some of these things also come from the Bible, like my body is a temple. So my exercise, my eating healthy, all of these things are not things that God specifically had to tell me were a priority, but he made it clear in the Bible are a priority. So you got to get them on the list. So these are things that are essential for kingdom that may not always look directly related. So we can't miss them. Now, I don't have any kids or a husband, so if I did, this part of the pyramid would look a little differently. It would be my husband and then my kids as the top of this particular section. Now, some of my friends that do have husbands and do have kids, their husband and making sure that their husband has what he needs is priority. Numero uno outside of God, and then making sure their kids are good and have what they need is next priority. When I am blessed to have kids and a husband, then that's how my priority pyramid will shift. And it's the understanding that it does shift. Depending on how my life shifts, the things that are included in these categories can shift as well. So it's living with a certain amount of flexibility and kingdom perspective to understand when the shift has come and shift with it. So next on the pyramid are my friends and my family and the circle of people that God has given me, and understanding the impact God has called me to have in their lives and the way He wants me to add to their lives. Now that can change as well. In different seasons, I have added different things to people's lives and played a different role in some people's lives. So I have to be flexible and not be so loyal to them that I don't shift with the priorities that God has changed in my own life. All right, now lastly is my career. It's at the bottom of my priority pyramid. So I have learned that at the times in my life, in the people's lives that I have, you know, had a bird's eye view into, that when career and financial gain and these things were too high on the list, we've leaned into the hustle mentality. And one thing I want you to consider is, are you hustling or are you investing? Now, I'll tell you this, hustling is not kingdom. It's not based on the way God has ordered our lives, nor in the way God's kingdom is set up. Because we don't have to scrape or scratch or hustle to get anything when we're living life based on the kingdom rules and the kingdom values that God has set up. We move with the understanding that what we have is what we need, and what we need, we can have. And on the contrary, investing is about giving what I have to a strategic place to serve a specific purpose. And that's what we should be moving based on. Moving based on the trust and the understanding that what I have, everything that I need, I have. And if it looks like I don't have it, it's simply because I just have to trust God to show me that He has provided it. Now, there's one thing you cannot fake, is a trust in God. When the rubber meets the road, you will see just what you have trusted God for and what you haven't. But the thing is, you can always make the decision to trust Him for it. You always have that chance to do it. It doesn't have to be a pass or fail sort of situation. So I would behoove you to change your mindset if it's not there. And if it is there, maintain it, to focus on investing and not hustling, because that is a kingdom mindset. And that is where success comes. And it alleviates the pressure and the stress of moving in seasons to where you've got to trust God for a little more than you've had to trust Him for before. All right. So the last lesson for moving with a kingdom priority is you have to prioritize impact. In this age where so many people want to influence and so many people consider themselves or a goal of their life to be an influencer, I actually haven't seen enough people actually make an impact. For me, when you feel like there's so much on your list, you don't really have time to do things that don't make an impact. And the focus on what the impact is important. For me, the greatest impact I can have and the things I'm doing can have is in my character and personal growth, and then for the kingdom in the world. And by kingdom, I mean God's kingdom. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, so I'm always, when I say kingdom, talking about the kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom, how He has set up this world to run. That's what I mean when I mean kingdom, just in case inquiring minds are wondering and just in case we had a miscommunication there. So once again, when it comes to measuring things that have the greatest kingdom impact, you cannot fall for the okey-doke, because things look different and it can be deceiving if you look at things and take them as face value. For instance, once again, me committing to make my bed every day can have a greater impact than me going to some conference about being a business leader and or a million-dollar CEO. The effect that it has on my discipline can be greater than amassing knowledge in all these different places that, in all honesty, look like they have a bigger impact on my discipline and my growth level. Have y'all picked up on the fact that I have been really trying to do a better job about making my bag? For some reason, that has seeped into almost all of the examples that I have given in this episode. I don't know if you noticed, but it has. Anyway, this is the way it was put to me recently by my spiritual father. God often uses small things to make a big impact. So we've got to learn how not to miss things just because they look small, but in actuality, they may be the things that have the greater impact on our life and can catalyze impact in a very quick way. So turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, how do we learn not to miss the small things or the things that catalyze growth in our life? Did you do it? I just want to know. If you did, I appreciate it. Even if you were talking to yourself and didn't actually have a neighbor there, I appreciate it. If you didn't, I understand. It was a little weird. It's fine. We're moving on. So I've learned that the quickest way to make an impact is to desire the burden of the Lord and prioritize the things that He wants done. Now, I know to some people, this can sound a little woo-woo-woo. The burden of the Lord. It always is such a churchy phrase. But think about it this way. In life, solution-oriented people, they're the ones that create impact. They find a problem and they solve it. And the problem that they find affects enough people to where the impact they have is great. Now, the kingdom isn't any different. That's how God often works as well. So the things that God wants to address, the things that have an impact from a kingdom perspective, they actually affect all of us, which is a very large impact. And they affect us whether we are Christian or not. Now, as Christians, we may have a higher awareness of how it affects us, but the moves of God, every chess move that He makes, it affects all of us. So those who are focused on prioritizing the problems of God, they want to address the things that have a kingdom impact, which means that what they focus on are things that have kingdom priority. And the funny thing is, when you focus on things that have kingdom priority, now this is not what I heard, this is what I've lived. When you focus on things that have kingdom priority, then God promotes you in life. Honestly, hustling is not a necessity for promotion. In these last few years in my life, I have spent more time focusing on the things that I saw as a kingdom priority, rather than prioritizing the things that I want for life or even trying to be successful. And I am more successful now by only focusing on the things that God focused me on than I was when I was grinding and making it happen for myself. I'm telling y'all, promotions just seem to fall out of the sky at a very rapid rate. And it was all because it was things that God told me to do. It was a strategy that He had given me for my life. The things He told me to do at the time He told me to do it. And the things He told me to focus on. And having a heart to focus on the things that mattered to Him that did not look like they would really have a benefit to me. Now, I want to be very honest and very clear about one thing. I never naturally desired to have the burden of the Lord or to prioritize the things that God was prioritizing. That is not a natural default that I have. Please understand that my prayer list was heavily focused on the things that Elena wanted, not the things that God wanted. And it's honestly still a little tough to sometimes prioritize the things that God wants over the things that I want, but I'm getting better at it. But what I've learned to do is to just ask God, be intentional enough to ask God to give me the desires of his heart, to give me the burden of the Lord, and to give me the awareness of the things that matter to him and prioritize those things. I have tried to make a habit of just asking him to do that for me. And somehow, some way, he did it. So the first step, before we take the first step, let's take another break. All right, so we are back with the Clarcy Podcast and Radio Show. Now, before we left off, we have been talking about the ways that having kingdom priorities can impact our lives and how this mindset shift can really make a huge difference in our fulfillment in how we are moving through life and how we see ourselves enjoying and experiencing this season of our lives that we are in. Now, we were hitting the wrap up before we left, and there were three steps that I am giving you all that I have learned and that I am working on when it comes to prioritizing the things that matter to God, kingdom things, kingdom priorities. So this is step number one. You've got to understand what you want and why. So I'll give you an example. I want to buy a house. And at first I wanted it just because I wanted it. But then my desires became because I wanted me getting this house to be a testimony for those who didn't believe could see the ways that God could supernaturally move in your life and bless you with things that you did not deserve and that you could not do for yourself. That is really a desire that I have, because right now there's so many people I know in life that they don't have a perspective of even the possibility of God doing supernatural things in their lives. And I feel like if they saw it in my life, then it would help them believe that God was willing and able to do it in theirs. And then it expanded into my desire for winning the house. Expanded into, I also want a house where people can come and experience God's glory, his presence, and his power, and live inside of the blessing that God wants us all to experience. I want to be able to invite people over and they experience God in a way that they have never experienced him before, and to exist in an atmosphere that just blesses them and that it shifts their mind. They see things clearly, and they can take that and it changes their lives. That's now my desire. And the way God expanded and matured my desire was not something that I did. It was not something that I forced. All I did was ask him, give me the desire for what you desire. I want to prioritize kingdom and what you want. Align my desires with you. And he did it. When you desire for everything that you have and everything that you do to have a heavenly impact and a kingdom impact, then God will cause your desires to line up with that. If you keep that as your heart's desire, your top desire, God will help you line everything else up below it. You don't have to do it yourself. He will actually do it for you if you just keep your heart fixed on that desire. And he has a way of changing what you want so that you want, even if you start off wanting the right thing for the wrong reasons, if you purpose your heart to want everything in your life to line up with God's desires and kingdom impact, he will shift and change your desires so that not only will you want the right things for the right reasons, but you will get the things you want. He will bless you with the things you want because you wanted them for the right reasons. And you will be able to be in, operate with the feeling that you are entitled to the things that you want because you know that God has adjusted your heart to want the right things for the right reasons. All right. So step two is simple. Ask God to purify your heart, to purify your desires, and to give you a heart that desires to carry the burden of the Lord and desires what he wants above everything else. And keep asking him to do that. This is a maintenance thing. You not only ask him to do it, and once you see that he has, you keep asking him to do it so that every new desire that comes up, you are confident that you have the desire because it has been submitted to him. All right. And number three is simple too. You just have to trust God to do it and don't give up. Like I was saying before, trust is something that you cannot fake because when the rubber meets the road, either you trust him or you don't. But you never have to struggle with trusting him by yourself. All you have to do is ask him to help you trust him. I honestly, I don't know where we got this. I've got to prove myself to God and I prove it by doing it by myself thing from. And I fall into that myself at times where I feel like the way I know that it's real is I did it myself. And so I try to muscle through faith and trusting him in these things that he's already said, I can't do without him. So anything you see yourself lacking in your relationship with God, all you have to do is ask him for his help with it. The only reason we want him is because he gave us the hunger and the desire to want him first. It's nothing that we have and we do that he has not given to us and blessed us to have the desire for. So stop taking the hard route. You are not meant to do it on your own. So stop trying. So what has helped me in all of this when keeping kingdom priorities the main thing is to keeping my mind renewed and keeping my mind focused on this is my priority. And it's those actions that it's triggering in the moment, those actions that shift my mindset where I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, my approach to this is different. My response to this is different because I am living under kingdom principles. I am living with the mindset that I am kingdom. I am a kingdom citizen, not a Jehovah's Witness, but I'm a child of God. And my life is set up to align with the way God wants this world to operate. So to help me, I have affirmations. So anything that I'm working on, any mindset shift that I am trying to adopt or behavior that I am trying to change in myself, I find scriptures that I study that align with it, that align with the change that I want to see in my life or in my behavior, in my mind, in my heart, any of these areas. And then I create affirmations around them. And because I'm the type of person that needs to be reminded throughout the day, and I can't just in the morning read them or in the evening read them. No, I need them I need them things to pop up at any given moment throughout my day. I set them up on the reminder app on my phone. Now, I know that this is something that is a team iPhone sort of thing, but I am sure team Android, team Windows, all the other teams that are out there, I'm sure there are free reminders apps that you can set up. And it's nothing glamorous about it, but I set up the affirmation, the reminder, the mindset shift that I want to pop up. I time it. And I make it reoccurring to where it shows up daily or a few times a day or every other day, whatever frequency is helpful to you, where it shows up, you can stop and you can say it and retrain your mind in that moment. And then it gets in your spirit and it helps create the impact in yourself that you want to see. So I hope all of those tips, all of those lessons were helpful to you, because adapting kingdom priorities is something that has really shifted my life in this season of my life. It has been phenomenal. And the impact and the change that I have seen in myself, let alone the change that I have seen that I have been able to make for other people, has been bananas. So this is the move I will be on for the rest of my life. So please jump on this bandwagon with me. And as always, I want to know about your experience. I want to know what you thought, any questions that you have, what inspired you, what triggered you, what impacted you. I want to know it all. So you can get at me at any of the Claracy blog social media pages. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Pinterest. Anyone that you are on that you want to engage with me, feel free to send me a direct message or to comment on a post. You can comment on one of the podcast episodes, or you can always send a message at claracyblog.com. Please reach out. When I say it, I mean it. I want to continue this conversation and I want to go on this journey with you. So please reach out. So you have a great week. I will be back here same time, same station, same place next week. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you and continuing this conversation. Talk soon.